You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
I hope 24 is a good one for you and your family, and you accomplish a lot of worthy things. Good health, most important. Family attention vies with good health. If you're not healthy, you can't do very much. That's why I put it up there. So anyway, we wish you the best, and I think you know that. I had a couple of interesting experiences over the break I want to tell you about, and they reflect what's happening in New York City and state. So I took my 20-year-old son to the Knicks-Bucks game, and you couldn't drive from Nassau County to Madison Square Garden. It's a two-hour ordeal around Christmas time. And then you have to park, and that's insane. I think the parking lots are, what, $65, $70 now? So we took the train, all right? The Long Island Railroad. Fine. 35 minutes from where I live, easy shot, Penn Station right below the Garden. So a little bit early for the game, and walking around Penn Station, just checking it out. I hadn't been there in a while. And a guy shuffles up to us. Disheveled guy. Looked to be about 65, but obviously substance abuser. So he could have been 50. And he just looks older. So the guy's got a veteran's cap on and a button that says, "I'm a vet." And he comes up and he goes, "Give me money. I'm a vet." So I'm 6'4", 200 pounds. My son's 6'5", 200 pounds. My son doesn't say a word. I go, "No." One word. "No." The guy looks at me. I look at him. Now, I'm ready for anything here. Okay? That means that I tensed my body and I knew what I was going to do should this guy touch me or my son. And that is, I was going to punch him in the solar plexus as hard as I could possibly punch the man. And when he went down, I was going to deliver another blow to him. That's what I had planned for my new friend. He didn't do that. He didn't lay hands on us. What he did was use a stream of four-letter words, and he was about 2 feet away. Okay. Then he saw me take a step toward him. I don't know why I did that, but I did. I took a step, and then he bolted. Okay? All right. So I'm looking around for a cop. That area of Penn Station is covered by Amtrak police. And I'm watching this guy, and he's doing the same thing to other people. And all of a sudden, a cop comes around the corner, decked out. He's got the gun. He's got everything. He's up. Hispanic guy comes up. I come up to him, and I said, "Look," I told him what the guy did. And he goes, "This is New York City. What do you want me to do?" I said, "I want you to eject him from the station." The cop says to me, "He has freedom of speech." I say to the cop, "He's violating the law." The cop looks at me. He goes, how? I go, he's menacing in the third degree. Now the guy knows I'm a serious person. I identify myself. He had no idea. Okay. I said, I'm Bill O'Reilly. You may have seen me on television or heard me on WABC radio. This man is violating the menace, the New York State menacing statute. He needs to be removed now. And I'm staring at this cop. He did not want to remove this man from Penn Station, this police officer. He did not want to do it. So he goes, well, let me confer with my partner. Now, I dropped it. I got the guy's name. I didn't report him. I'm not in business to do that. If the guy who was bothering the passengers was, if he had put his hands on somebody, then I would have. But this is the mentality. That cop did not want to deal with this guy. And the guy was violating the menacing law in New York State, menacing in the third degree. He was absolutely doing it. I had a witness standing next to me, my son. Cop did not want any part of it. That is why we have anarchy in this city.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.